Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to talk about some cash lease and crop share agreements, planning your Super Bowl party, the importance of livestock water, and we'll let everyone know about our upcoming extension programs, like the Master Gardener program. But first, for today's Did You Know? February is coming up and it's the American Heart Month. American Heart Month is during the month of February to remind everyone to focus their heart health. For 2022, the focus is on high blood pressure. This is the leading cause for heart disease and stroke. Plan now to have your blood pressure checked in the month of February. In my extension news, for our landowners out there that are thinking about terminating their lease agreements, please remember that today is the last day you have to notify your tenants about termination. You'll need to ensure three items. Notification 30 days prior to March 1. It needs to be in writing, and the termination date has to be on it. It is always good to review your lease contracts and make sure you keep up good communication with the landowner and tenant. Call if you have any questions or if you need a lease or termination agreement. We have those here in the office. If you're hosting a Super Bowl party, make sure you have a winning plan for the food. Football fans are excited to see who will be in this year's big game. Start planning now for your game day party and remember these food safety tips for a touchdown. Keep it clean. Wash your hands often. Keep prep tools and surfaces clean to reduce cross-contamination. Cook to the right temperature. A food thermometer will prevent food safety penalties leading to foodborne illness. Three temperature rules include 165 degrees Fahrenheit for all poultry, 160 degrees Fahrenheit for ground meat, and steaks, cook them to at least 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Watch the clock. Like a quarterback watches the game clock, you keep time on how long perishable food sits at room temperature. Don't get a delay of game penalty for leaving food out for more than 2 hours. And serve at the right temperature. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Foods held between 40 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit can allow bacteria to grow and you can get ejected from the game. In my livestock news, water is an essential nutrient for people and animal alike. And while water consumption often increases on hot days, it is also an important nutrient in the winter. A cow typically drinks a gallon and a half of water per 100 pounds in the summer. But in the winter, that might drop to a half a gallon to 3/4 gallon per 100 pounds. Still, she is drinking water and producers need to manage their water supply even during the winter. It is crucial to have easy access to water. During certain times of the year, ground around water sources can get muddy with the changing weather, making it difficult for cattle to come up and get access to the water. In the winter, producers need to make sure that the water sources aren't frozen. Cattle cannot be without water very long without having health challenges. Water is the most important nutrient. So in the winter event, such as a snow or ice storm, producers need to have a plan how they are going to get the water to the cattle. Many of our ponds are lower than normal, and a lot of the springs are not running at this time. Water sources need to be checked on a daily basis. After last night's first Master Gardener program of the new year, plans now are being made for our second program, which will be February 24th. Katie Schmidt from Heston's Dick Arboretum will be here to give her presentation on bee hotels. Plan now to attend these free educational programs and improve your gardening skills. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to thank all of you that wished me a happy birthday yesterday. Thank you.